Mark, the year that was for you, the numbers that you were able to put up, I know there's disappointment as a team, but how do you assess your season here?
Yeah, obviously, it went pretty good personally. I continued to progress. I felt like I became a better player each and every game, and that's something I'm continuing to focus on. It's going to be another good summer, and I want to come back even stronger.
How much confidence does that give you that you can be as good as you were against the best players in the world?
Yeah, it's obviously, it definitely does a lot for your confidence, and that's what I strive towards. Every game, I want to be one of the best in the world, and that's what I do. Each and every day, I come in every day, and I want to become a better hockey player. I got a good team around me that is there to make me the best I can be, and I'm going to continue to push for that.
What's through your mind when you see those numbers, 32 goals, 82 points?
I had goals set at the start of the season, and I definitely achieved them. But next year, it's got to be even better. I got to continue to push myself to be the best. So, I'm going to push to be the best player I can be, and make those numbers even better.
Mark, you're often referred to as the glue or the connection between the younger guys and the veteran guys. I mean, with the success you've had on the ice, when you talk about getting better every year, how much of that do you put into kind of the leadership and continue to grow kind of as that role player?
Yeah, I think, I try to let my game speak for itself, my practices speak for themselves. I come in every day and I have things I want to focus on and I want to work on, and I go out each and every day and work as hard as the hardest I can, to get better at, fix my weaknesses, get better at my strengths, and that's something I'm going to continue to do. A guy like Crosby, a guy like Taves, you see the work ethic that they put in, and they've been on some pretty successful teams, and I think that's that's how teams are built. Watching guys like Wheels, watching guys like that, watching a guy like me, the hard work I put in every day, that's what grows teams to win championships.
I've got a feeling you're not going to take much of a break, but do you take a break at this point of the season? Do you relax, or is it right into training?
Obviously, I'll take a few days off, and then I'll get back at it, skate a few times back home, and do some workouts and get ready for World Championships.
You mentioned fix your weaknesses. What are your weaknesses as you see them right now?
Obviously, face-offs is something that I definitely will be addressed this summer. Something I want to focus on. Working on certain things in the D zone to be better in that area, and there's obviously still little things that I go over with Adam Oates, and little things in the offensive zone that I can get better at, areas that I get stuck in, and obviously there's areas that I'll go over with Gary as well, for my body to get stronger in certain areas as well. So like I said before, I have a good team around me that's there to make me the best, and I'm definitely going to use them a lot this summer.
Adam Lowry had talked about getting to the point where his body was going to be the body he'd have for hockey from that point on. Talk about getting stronger. Is there still a ways to go for you physically?
100%. This league is so innovative that there's always things to work on. There's always ways to get better in the in the sport that we're in. It's only the tiniest little edge that can give you a big leg up on a competition. So. Gary's a pretty innovative guy, and so is Adam. So they're both there to help me become the best I can be, and I definitely think there's still areas that I can get stronger and get better in.
Disappointing to end this way, but what about this season gives you the most hope for the future?
Well, yeah, I think you see our team. We know in our minds that we can be a playoff team. Obviously, injuries was a tough thing for us this year. Losing the amount of games that we did, and but also at the same time, you got to come back with a sour taste in your mouth. Not making the playoffs is something that we can't just accept. You got to go home and say, hey, what can I do to be better for not only myself but be better for the team? And that's something that I reflect on is what can I do to make my teammates better, to make my line mates better, to make this team a playoff team, and we all have to go back with that attitude.
Some guys have talked about the Toronto game or the Heritage Classic. What stands out for you when you look back at this year?
Yeah, I think the Heritage Classic game is definitely the number one. That atmosphere was pretty fun, and it definitely is something that I'll always remember.
We're externally from this organization, and some people believe that Paul Maurice should be on the hot seat with the way that this team, the results from this season. Does he have the support of the players?
I think that stuff is something that, you know, that's not really in our hands. You know, as players, you know, our focus is to be the best players we can be and focus on getting better. And you know, our coaching staff is there to help us, and they do a good job at that. And I think, you know, us as players, we have to, you know, we can't accept complacency. We can't just be okay with mediocre. We have to push for more.
Mark, with how young this team went this season, the expectations, there's no ceiling necessarily, but the expectations were there's going to be some growing things. You talk about knowing that you're the kind of team that should be making the playoffs. Do you come into next year with the expectation that it's kind of is postseason or bust to a certain degree?
Well, I think the biggest thing for us is, you know, there can't be, you know, we can't look at it as there's going to be growing pains. There can't be rookie mistakes. You know, a team that makes the playoffs, you know, doesn't have those excuses. We have to be on the top of our game, you know, right from the start of the season,